Y'all know what time it is. Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody. Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like the Dapper Don, giving a microphone, fresh dress like a million bucks, buying things in its cuffs. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey? Oh, everybody out there listening to me. Put your hands together. Oh, listen, Steve Harvey, why don't you join me?
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You're listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey got a radio show. Today is it, everybody. Okay? On a real positive note, today is it. Today is the day. You know, when I was in high school, you know, my mother was a Sunday school teacher until she passed. I would walk out the door every morning on my way to school, and my mother used to say, "Listen to me, son. Hey, don't forget, today is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it." And, you know, I didn't think much of it. You know, it was just my mama being religious. You know, my mom's a spiritual woman. So, you know, I just took it as that. But as I've gotten older, man, you know, that's registered more and more with me. You know, today is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. That's pretty cool, man. I mean, what better blessing will you get throughout the day than the fact that he allowed you to live and see another day? See, sometimes, man, when you're young, you don't pay no attention to that. But all you got to do is keep living. Keep watching some people that you know not be here anymore. Go to class reunions and they smaller. See people that you really loved that meant a lot to you leave this world. And all of a sudden, man, immortality starts to matter a great deal to you. Some of us learn this lesson sooner than others. But I know when you're young, man, you know, you think you're going to be here for a while. You think you got time to play around. You think you got time to get it together. You got time to make the mistakes, and you got time to chill. But man, oh, man, almost every full-blown adult that I know will tell you and have said these words right here many times. And I see, the reason I'm saying this is because I want you to hear them, because you're going to use them. Man, if I only knew then what I know now, do you know how many people have said those words right there? Because in time, man, you gain so much wisdom. Oh, but it ain't like nobody didn't tell you, though. See, that's the hooker. Somebody told you back then, hey, man, it's best to buckle down now. He said, hey, man, you better quit wasting time. Hey, man, don't stop taking your foot off the gas pedal. Hey, look, do your best at all times. You know, stop worrying about that. I'm telling you, son, in a minute, them clubs ain't going to mean nothing to you. In a minute, that going out all the time ain't going to mean nothing to you. I can't tell you how many times I heard all of it. I can't tell it to you. I can't tell you how many times I repeated to my kids. But, man, today is a different day, because today is the day that the Lord has made. So he gave you a shot today. If you woke up this morning or if you're finishing your day on your shift, he gave you a new day. Nothing bigger than the fact that he woke you up today. Now, why don't you do something about that? Why don't you take advantage of it? How about today? How about if you start today? How about if you stop hesitating today? How about if you stop delaying it today? How about if you stop procrastinating today? How about if you make today the day that you go for it? I mean, man, let's all just decide today. Let's go for it. Let's put forth a maximum effort today. How about today? I mean, really, man, what you doing? Look, man, take advantage of this blessing of waking up. Do something today. So many people are in the doldrums of life or are living in a rut or just merely existing instead of thriving simply because of one thing. You just won't do it today. If you would just start the process, man, start that business you always dreamed of. Go look into that other job you always yearned for. Go get the training you need to get the promotion, man. Go back to school, man. Go see what you need to do to lift yourself to the next level. Stop waking up every day seeing how it's going to go and start waking up and do something about how it goes. If you make one step, he'll make two. But you could, people talk about it all the time. Man, it seemed like you always getting a blessing. Oh, man, when you're talking to a person, listen to this. If you're talking to a person and it seems like there's always a blessing coming his way, let me tell you what that person doing. That person is putting one foot in front of the next. That person is putting forth some efforts out there. And that's the only way God can bless you. God can only bless you with your efforts. He can only put his finger on the thing that you are doing or attempting. That's all he can help you with. There are no jobs walking up to your door, knocking on your door. But if you beating the pavement, if you sending in the apps, if you online scouring somewhere to work, somewhere to get a job, then God can touch somebody's heart to hire you. But if you sitting at the house every day smoking, every day drinking, but you wondered why you just can't get a job the couple times you done went out there, you got to, if you ain't got a job, you got to look, go get one every day. You got to go look for one every single day. You can't take no days off. How about today? How about today if we decide today is the day that we're going to make the move? Today is the day that we stop delaying, hesitating, procrastinating. Today is the day that we take a step in a direction to do something for ourselves, for our lives, for our family, for our wives, for our children, for our community, for our school. Do something today. For crying out loud, man, stop sitting in your own life in just a stew of misery. In your own life. I'm going to tell you something. If you are in a state of confusion, if you are troubling, if you're stuck on what to do next, you want me to tell you what's happening? You're not doing enough. That's what it is, man. See, when I get in a place, man, where I don't know what the next move is, it's because I done usually stalled out. See, this is the way God works. This is the way he's worked for me. Every time I'm busy and I'm about the business of always trying to live my creed, which is ABC. My motto is ABC, always be closing. I'm always working on something to close something. When you're so busy with the business of improving yourself and doing with yourself and becoming the best you can be, God is always working on your behalf behind some scene of something that you're in the process of attempting to close. But because you're not doing all you can do, you're limiting you are, because of your decision not to give your all in all. You're limiting the opportunities for God to put his finger on things and touch them on your behalf. I don't know if the average person really understands or knows what it takes to truly be successful on whatever level you're talking about. But whatever that level is, I don't care what dollar amount you've got attached to it, what level you got. If you have made the decision that you're going to be successful, I think that a lot of people, the average person, does not know what that means. Whatever level you've decided to be successful on, see, that's your level of faith. That's where you see your life at. Well, guess what? You got to maximize your efforts to even get to that level. So listen to me. If you want to be successful at your church, If you want to be successful in your relationship, if you want to be successful down at the daycare center, if you want to be successful at your college, if you want to be successful on your job, guess what? It's going to take all you got in that world to become a success. I don't know why people think that if you don't want to be where somebody else at, you ain't got to put forth that effort. Wrong. You've got to put forth your maximum effort at whatever role you're trying to accomplish. Lord have mercy, man. How about today, though, y'all? How about today? Today is a good one. Let's make today the day. Let's get out of that. Let's get on with it. Stop hesitating. Stop delaying. Stop procrastinating. Start today. Watch God have something to put his finger on there. And that's all you're trying to do, man. To line yourself up with God's grace, you got to put out a lot of effort so God can put his finger on something. You feel me today? I sure hope you do, because I'm on one today. Let's go.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, everybody, you're about to listen to the baddest morning show in the world. That is the Steve Harvey Morning Show with none other than Mr. Steve Harvey. Woo-hoo. He's not here today, but holding it down in Steve Harvey's place is Miss Shirley Strawberry. What's up, Shirley?
Hey, Jay, that's why he has a crew like us. That's why Mr. Harvey has a crew like us. What's up?
That's right. And Miss Carla Farrell, baby, y'all.
Hey, what's up, Jay? Shirley Jr., happy Friday, crew.
And my partner in the writing room, Junior.
Hey, man, we out here making TV. I make TV, Jay. Hey, Shirley, Carla.
All right, everybody, Mr. Tommy is out, and I'm on Team Tommy, holding it down for Tommy. Let's put your hands together. Team Tommy, the president and CEO of Team Tommy right here.
Oh, we'll see.
No,
we'll see.
No, I don't believe that for 1 second.
I'll figure this out. If you write on a television show, you got to come to work. But if you have a television show, you ain't got to come to work.
That's it. That's it, Jay.
All these stars.
Yeah. Unk and now.
Two with the TV shows.
Wow.
The people with TV shows, they out. They not here.
That's
they
genius, here. Jay. That is genius right there.
But Tommy got one show and he's not here. Steve got, 72 shows and he's not here.
Minimum.
A minimum of 72.
Yeah, Steve had to take the day off.
Yeah, he did.
I mean, I saw Tommy's show. Good job, man. You did a damn
Tommy's
good
show
job.
Tommy's show is good, man.
It's so good. Ready to Love.
Like
it's so good.
I like that.
So
it
proud of him. And I love the show. What they're talking about is grown people. Yeah. They're sexy. They're not in it for the games. Not at all. This is not a game. You come correct or don't come.
Them dudes don't like talking to Tommy. They get scared when they got to talk to him. Because Tommy be with that voice, with that Denzel.
You want me to tell you now? You want me to tell you in front of everybody?
Yeah.
And what I found myself usually not liking is shows that put people together. I'm like, why am I liking this?
I know. Jay, you should go on there, Jay. You and Junior.
No, Jay can't go on there. They can't find a group of old enough women. It ain't going to be 12 of them. It'll be 6.
You know older guys don't like older women. You know he wants
Jay got 6 choices.
What is he talking about? Nobody old want to go on an old show looking for older women. Shut up, Junior.
Jay, but we are very happy for Tommy. It's on the OWN Network. It comes on at 10, 9 Central on Tuesdays. Yeah. And then they're going to play it again on Saturday.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Check our boy out, man.
Jay on Ready to Love. Just Jay on Ready
to Love. He already done got brand new, man. Call him on his phone. Listen to his message. Brand new.
Oh, my God. He calls Oprah Winfrey O. Oh, he calls her
I don't believe that.
I know.
Girl.
And
you know how new he is. Gail don't even call Oprah Winfrey O.
And then he told Steve to call him Thomas Miles now. He can't even call him Neff.
Oh my goodness. Let me get something. See if I don't damn change. I'm changing.
He had a show for 5 minutes, though. All right. Listen, coming up at 32 after the hour, guys, a nationwide manhunt is underway for the pipe bomb suspect or suspects. All right, we'll talk about that.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, this story, a nationwide manhunt is underway for whoever sent packages with suspected pipe bombs to former President Obama and President Clinton, Vice President Joe Biden, former Attorney General Eric Holder, Congresswoman Maxine Waters, and now actor Robert De Niro has become the latest recipient of a suspicious package, setting off a bomb scare at its New York the Tribeca film offices. Law enforcement say the package, which is similar to the pipe bombs mailed, yesterday to top Democrats and CNN offices. De Niro, like other targets of the explosive devices, he's been very vocal about, his dislike for our current president. So, I mean,
it's something like the last count I heard on the news was like 10 bombs.
10, yeah.
10 bombs. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Then sent to people who criticized Trump or said things about Trump. And it's very scary. And they haven't found out who's doing it yet, but they're going to find them. They're going to find them. Trust me, they're going to find them, yeah.
You're right. Congresswoman Maxine Waters came out and said.
I saw her video.
Yeah, she said, like the young folks say, she ended it with this eye skirt.
Yeah, right. You can check out her video on Steve Harvey FM.
Oh, Miss Maxine Waters said that?
Yeah.
That's my girl. Yeah.
That's how she ended her video.
We still going to vote.
That's
that
right. That's right. They were all Democrats so far. And, it looks very suspect. It just does. I hope they find them, and I'm so glad and thankful no one has been hurt,
Right.
That is the thing. And like, I think you said this yesterday, Carla, thank God for all the first responders and the mailroom people and everyone who, the couriers, everyone who's involved in this whole thing that could have gotten
Service
hurt. Security, all of that.
Gone off.
Yeah, that could have gotten hurt that didn't. Thank God, for that, but this is just a horrible time we're living in the world, in our country especially.
And you know what? And the other thing is the president needs to own up to all the hatred that he's saying in his rallies and stuff like that.
And he won't.
It riles people up to hurt people. I'm not saying anybody who attended his rallies or making these pipe bombs, but it doesn't help when he's saying some of the stuff that he says at his rally. It just makes people, it divides the country is what it's doing, man. That's
absolutely.
Absolutely.
And stop blaming the media. Just, say something you use the word unify the other day. Say something that will actually unify the country. Say that we're going to, you're working very hard to keep us safe and, send out maybe a personal message to the ex-presidents and things like that. I mean, get more into it. Act like you really are concerned about this. Officials have said the packages with pipe bombs were all similar in appearance. Manila envelopes with bubble wrap interior, each with 6 forever stamps, affixed computer printed address labels and misspelled words, and a return address belonging to a Florida office for Democratic U.S. Representative Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Meanwhile, President Trump is blaming the victim. One day after the bomb was mailed to one of the nation's largest news media outlets, the president blamed the media, urging the fake news to clean up its act or continue to face the anger he claimed the media has created. Okay.
So he's blaming the victim.
Again.
CNN.
That's crazy.
Because
he says one thing yesterday, or the day before he was in the White House. He says one thing, and then he gets to those rallies because he's going to be in Charlotte tonight. And he gets to these rallies, and then he changes.
He just forgets. And it's hard to talk about unity when most of the people that are in the stand look like you.
All right.
So you're not really uniting people when you do that. There are some of us up there listening to him, but for the most part, it's people who look like him. You're not reaching out to people who don't look like you.
Absolutely.
That's what unity is about.
Absolutely. Yes. And you're the president of all people. And if you're sitting around wondering, oh, my God, what are we going to do? There's nothing I can do. No, there is something you can do. You can get out November 6th or even before. Do early voting.
Yes.
And get out and vote and show that you care and let them know that, you're about change and you don't want what's going on in the country to continue to go on. Use your power. Your power is in your vote. All right. Your power is in your vote. If you know anything about your history, and a lot of our audience does, of course, but people have died for our right to vote. They really have. I mean,
died.
Yeah.
Dogs sicked on them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
hoses. Your duty. It should be your obligation.
Yeah.
To go out and vote.
Right. Yeah. That's your civic duty. That, you know, that is your voice. That is your voice. You may not see a change right now today with your vote, but continue voting because, trust me, they always discount us at the polls, you know, especially during midterm elections. And this is the most, one of the most important elections in our lifetime right here.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Truly.
So November 6th, and if you don't vote until November 6th, take this time to go over your voting ballot, because they send those to you in the mail. You know, you can look at that.
Take the time and read it and learn about it.
So you can educate yourself to see who's on the ballot and see what you agree with and what you don't. Yes. You can do that. You can take that ballot that you get in the mail. You can take that into the polls with you, you know.
Absolutely.
When I look at this, I was like, man, I wish I would have paid more attention in civics class. I didn't.
Yes.
Government, like, all that stuff they talk about in government. That stuff was real?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So important. Absolutely. Well, you know, and it's not too late. It's not too late.
No.
Matter of fact, I'm voting today, actually.
Yeah.
I'm voting early today.
I said I was going to vote today as well.
Yeah. I'm not even going to wait.
I want to get it over with. Junior. I do not want to wait till the last minute. You're absolutely right. Yeah. I said it earlier, I would do it before the end of the week.
You know what I'm going to be doing on November 6th, Shirley? What? I would have a bowl of popcorn and some soda watching results come in.
Yes.
That's right.
Calling. I'm driving some people to the poll. Take somebody.
Yeah.
That's right, Jim.
You know, we're still
normally when we say we're flipping the house, we're looking for our car keys, but it's different this time, all right? So let's get out there.
Yeah, please. We don't want to, you know, come back the day after Tuesday, November 6th, and say, oh, man. Yeah. We don't want to do that, okay? All right, get out and vote. Up next, Powerball is up to $720 million. Woohoo! We'll talk about it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve's out today. Tommy's out today. The crew is here, though, holding it down as always. Coming up at the top of the hour, Megyn Kelly has been fired from NBC. Yeah, they finally.
Say what?
Yeah. Yeah, but right now, first, here we go again, lottery players. There was no big winner in Wednesday night's Powerball drawing. So that means Saturday's jackpot is expected to tally about $750 million.
Let's go.
Million dollars. All right.
See, that's not good, Shrek. I was going to use my check for bills. Now I got to buy lotto tickets.
The whole entire paycheck.
The whole check got to go on.
I didn't play for the Mega Millions. I'm going to play for this one. I'm going to go and get some tickets.
I am not going to be a nice person if I win. It is not going to happen. Well, you see how I am now? Uh-huh. I'm going to intensify this. Well, oh, my God.
Oh, you're going to be bitter, 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 man.
I'm going to change my name to Bitter Man. Yes, that's what.
But you know, that's what Steve says, Jay. Money only makes you more of who you really are.
Okay, I can live with that. Yeah. I'm good.
Because you'll be rich. Scrooge.
I'll be rich.
All right, so $750 million for Saturday's jackpot, you guys. Mm-hmm. That should put it among the top four jackpots in U.S. lottery history. This week's $1.5 billion with a B dollar Mega Millions jackpot is the largest in world history. And now this Saturday's drawing will be the second largest Powerball jackpot ever. It's largest, the 2016 jackpot, which rose to $1.58 billion. With the B back in 2016.
Wow.
That's a lot of money.
Do you know the biggest argument people have about the Powerball or winning the lottery?
What is it?
Is arguments that what they would do with the money if they won. So two people who don't have any money get into a full damn argument about what they would do if they won the money. Like if I said, well, I'd win $20 million and I'd give you $1 million. Then the other person will go,
that's all you gonna give me?
Yeah,
We just had that argument with Steve the other day.
Yeah, over Mega Millions.
So there's
all I get is a meal.
There's some truth to that, Jay. A lot of truth.
A lot of truth to it.
No, I've been your friend since third grade. All I get is a meal.
Well, what did you have before that million? Yeah. Nothing.
Now, there's no money exchanging hands at all.
They didn't even play, probably.
But you know what it does? What it does, it lets people know how you really feel about them if you could do something for them. That's probably what they really get mad about. Oh, that's all you give me of the fake money that you don't have is a million. That's all you give me. And then the argument is on.
But, Jay, I just don't want to end up, if I do win the lottery, I just don't want to end up on that show. What's that show, Carla? the lottery changed my life, or I got broke after winning the lottery.
Yeah, how they bankrupt and lost it all.
I just don't want to end up on one of those shows.
That's not going to happen to me.
You remember the girl who won the lottery and her boyfriend just took all her money? She kept bailing him out.
Well, he didn't take all of it. I know you're talking about.
How stupid was she?
She got him out of jail and stuff like that.
Yeah, I remember that.
Paid his bail, right.
Yeah, paid his bail. He went back to jail. She bailed him out again. All her money went to the state pen.
I don't see the news now. Jay wins the lottery. The headline. Now, he don't need all that many white women. That just don't make no damn
sense. No kind of sense.
That's going to be
the
headline.
Did you hear about these guys that worked at this hospital?
Uh-huh.
It was in New Jersey, like around the Philly area. So 142 of them put in to buy tickets for the Mega Million jackpot, and they won. Mm-hmm. So it's about $7,000 a piece.
Nice.
Once they,
pay.
Divide it up.
That's nice.
Them G's ain't bad, man.
Yeah.
I didn't see this. Did you see this, J.R. Jr., California, about 8 people won $1 million in the Mega Millions?
Well, I wasn't going to say nothing, Shirley, but you're going to bring it up.
Oh, well, how much you gonna give me? You were one of the ones.
I mean, I ain't gonna bring it up.
Oh, really?
The fact that Junior has been at work all this week let me know he ain't won $1 million.
Okay? Yeah. You don't know, Jay. You don't have my bank account information.
Let me tell you what. The funniest one is the guy who won the lottery.
Uh-huh.
This happened years ago. And he had his wife and his girlfriend both standing up there I think he won maybe $5 million. You ever see that guy? He had his wife and his girlfriend because they were neither one of them leaving. He had seen both of them on the side.
Was he a black guy?
It was a black guy, It was a black guy. But since he won the lottery, they were like, I ain't leaving. I ain't leaving either. I ain't leaving. So money does change you, bud.
Yeah, it does.
Both of them?
Yeah. You can put up with a lot when somebody got a whole bunch of money, huh?
Hey, Bonita.
Who did
Wanda.
I say that?
Hey, Bonita. Hey, Juan.
They ain't even leaving.
Hey, Leroy.
Hey, Leroy.
Guess Leroy got you down here, too.
Yeah. We ain't going to trip for what? Why?
Jay, I think he was on that show.
Yeah.
I went bankrupt after winning the lottery.
Right after that,
I think he was on that show.
Crazy. But what do people do with the money after they win? Like, what takes them out so fast?
They just
because they buy everything.
Right.
They buy everything. Houses, cars. And then relatives and friends come
give
out of the woodwork, so they give it away. Uh-huh. They think it's going to last forever. But there has to be some planning involved. You know, so that's got to be the first thing you do. Get a financial planner.
Yeah.
Someone that knows and respects money. You have to do that.
We know people that win $1,000 and in 20 minutes it's gone. So you know if they get that much money, they wouldn't be
able to
manage
it. Well, you know
what,
Jay, that's true. I remember the first time I made $1,000 telling jokes.
Uh-huh.
It was on BET.
Mm-hmm.
And they paid me in cash.
Uh-huh.
And
uh-huh.
I was in New Orleans.
Uh-huh.
By the time I went to bed, I had about $300.
What did you buy?
I was on Bourbon Street just buying drinks. Yes. Because I thought
that
I had made
for
it.
Everybody.
Yeah. I got it, dog. Sit it down here. That bill came back like $7.65. I was down to $2.50. God, dog. I said, man.
Yeah, you know, if you don't know what you're doing with money, it'll go through your hands real quick.
It really will.
Right.
Yeah,
oh,
man.
It really will.
Oh, but it was good that day. It went fast. It was good.
I remember one time I took my mom. We were in Vegas, and I took my mom just to the casinos. I wanted her to have a good time. She had never been before, so I wanted her to have a good time. So I gave her like $100 because I'm not a gambler or anything because my limit is 20. But, you know, I wanted to impress my mom, so I gave her $100 so she could just gamble and have a good time. If she lost, that's okay. You know, I could spare $100. She was like insulted. I'm not spending $100. She was so mad at me. All of this? You're giving me a whole $100 just to do... Mom, it's just... No, she
just
was
go
like...
have a good time.
She didn't do it, though.
She didn't want to go do it.
She didn't do it. She was, like, insulted that I gave her $100? I'm just going to throw it away?
You should have met my grandmother then. You could have gave her $100 and she'd be back for another $100.
No,
My mom would have been like, I need a little bit more.
Yeah. My mom was like, no, ma'am.
Oh, my gosh.
No, ma'am. I might
My dad, Willie Brown, would have been back, too, like 20 minutes. That's all you got?
That's it. Mine, too. Yeah. Well, my family, we come from gamblers. Huh?
Yeah, when you gamble. That's the worst thing. When you gambling and the person you sponsoring gambling, they come back. But they gotta quit. Like, how you doing?
I know.
I'm kind of down right now. What you want? I need another 100. What did you do with the 100 I just gave you 10 minutes ago?
Yeah.
Oh, that's gone. You got another?
That's gone. You got another 100. Right.
I would have given it to her, but she didn't want any parts of that. Mm-mm. She thought of all the things she could do with that $300, and it didn't have anything to do with that casino.
No.
So,
girl, we going down here to this Rocket Burger. What's a Johnny Rocket Burger? Get some of these burgers.
She was going to get her hair done, whatever, but she wasn't going to spend it in that casino.
That would be me. I would never gamble unless they had shoes coming out of that slot machine, because ain't nothing in there I want. I can't chance it.
$20, my limit, Jay. $20.
No, you know it.
Yeah. All right, coming up at the top of the hour, entertainment news. We'll be back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up in 20 minutes, guys, 20 minutes after the hour, we're going to talk about the fiery debate between Florida's gubernatorial candidates, Mayor Andrew Gillum, and his Republican counterpart, Ron DeSantis. That's who President Trump is backing.
Toast is the right word.
DeSantis. Did I say toast? That was a Freudian slip, right? But first in today's entertainment news, Megyn Kelly, from the... she comes on after the Today Show on NBC, but her show is canceled after her controversial comments about blackface. People Magazine is reporting that executives at NBC are contacting the staff and reassigning everyone today. So that's good news. At least, you know, they won't be out of work because Megyn Kelly is now. Everyone's being told they still have a home there, but it won't be on Megan's show. According to TMZ, NBC was paying her $25 million a year. I remember when she got that contract.
Yeah.
I remember that. Yeah.
When she left, did she say?
Fox. She was saying that when she was little, she went out in blackface and it was okay. They were.
Yeah.
She was having a round table.
It was okay if you dress up in a costume.
Yeah, yeah, let's play that sound bite. Yeah. Let's play it for those that didn't hear it.
But what is racist? Because truly, you do get in trouble if you are a white person who puts on blackface on Halloween, or a black person who puts on whiteface for Halloween. Like, when I was a kid, that was okay as long as you were dressing up as like a character.
If somebody feels like something is offensive to them, then you should say it, and that's fair game.
Yeah,
and you should be able to take it if you're going to dress up like that.
Yeah, you got to be able to take it.
Yeah.
One of the things they mentioned is people dressing up like Nazis and this. If you think it's offensive, it probably is.
Yep.
I mean, it was very
quick.
Jay, but Megyn Kelly said she did it as a child, and it was okay. And she got a lot of backlash on social media. Mm-hmm. She wrote an email to her colleagues at work, and then she apologized yesterday.
She public apology.
To the viewers
of
the Today Show.
Do you really think
show.
It's something she said she should lose her job for?
I mean,
I mean, blackface, you know what that represents. And the fact that she didn't know that and she said that, and, you know, it's like, come on now.
Yeah.
You know, how do you know all this other stuff and you don't know
but,
that?
You know, my thing is this, we're in the words business. And when you're in the words business, there's a lot of times you're going to say stuff that you shouldn't say. So maybe the first offense, maybe you should be suspended without pay, but to lose your job is just to me, it's kind of harsh.
Well, here's the thing, too. Here's the problem that I have with the panel. You were talking about a blackface comments on a on a panel with all white people.
All white people. Okay, that makes sense.
So you know, it like Shirley says, she's an expert on everything, and then you know, you go and say something like that. Yeah, it's just. It was too
and then
far.
With the climate
when
we're in now,
whatever
you say, you gotta be real.
And it was fine. Yeah, that's.
You gotta be careful.
Right. Yeah. It was like one of those crazy flippant remarks.
It ain't never been fine.
What you mean as a kid, you dressed in blackface?
And it was cool.
So your whole neighborhood just.
Well, I went trick or treating in blackface because we had no costumes, but that's a whole different story.
And then, but you just realized that it's offensive?
Yeah.
Come on now. Anyway. All right, well, NBC was paying her $25 million a year, like I said, and the network may end up settling for close to $50 million. So she's still winning, all right? Time for today's headlines. Come on, Jay, introduce Miss Ann.
All right, everybody, it's time for Miss Ann Tripp with the news.
And thank you very much, everybody, and good morning. Well, as the manhunt continues to find the person or persons responsible for sending at least 10 possibly explosive packages to people who either criticize President Trump or who were criticized by the guy, federal authorities are now said to have had their eyes trained on Southern Florida, specifically Miami-Dade County, believing that a number of the suspicious packages were mailed from that area and processed by postal facilities there. According to Reuters News Service, all the devices featured the same return address, that of Representative Debbie Wasserman Schultz. She's a Florida Democrat and former head of the Democratic National Committee. President Trump tamped down all that partisan rhetoric for a while anyway, after the first explosive devices were found. But he has since changed his tune, or let's say he's gone back to the old tune. He's attacked the media again, this time while addressing a rally yesterday in Wisconsin.
The media also has a responsibility to set a civil tone and to stop the endless hostility and constant negative and oftentimes false attacks and stories. Have to do it. Have to do it.
And no surprise, White House spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders insists that her boss is being treated unfairly again.
You guys continue to focus only on the negative, and there is a role to play. Yesterday, the very first thing that the president did was come out and condemn the violence. The very first thing your network did was come out and accuse the president of being responsible for it. That is not okay. The first thing should have been to condemn the violence.
Meanwhile, none of the bomb-like devices has exploded. That's a good thing. Nervousness, though, over the ones found has led to some false alarms, but authorities are still urging Americans to be vigilant, report any packages that have visible wires or stains or unusual markings with a lot of postage stamps on them, a lot of tape, anything that looks really, really, you know, strange and bumpy and stuff like that. You should still report it, okay? The eldest son of the brutally murdered dissident Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi has finally been allowed to leave the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia and come to the States after posing for a picture shaking the hand of the crown prince, the man who was assumed to have ordered his father's brutal death. Apparently, the Saudis were refusing to let Salah bin Khashoggi leave the country, even though he held dual American and Saudi citizenship. It was thought that Salah was kept from leaving in hopes that his father would sneak back into the country to try to get him out, and then they were going to try to get him when he did that. The Trump administration changing Obamacare rules so that the healthy middle-income people will be able to buy less expensive health care policies that don't provide the basics that the Affordable Care Act mandated. In fact, states could now use federal funds to help people pay for low-quality insurance plans, like ones that do not cover pre-existing conditions and stuff like that, exactly which is what people did want them to cover. Early voting began in several states this week. Balloting has now begun in Alaska, Arkansas, Idaho, Massachusetts, New Jersey, Texas, and Maryland. It begins today in the District of Columbia. And today is National Frankenstein Friday. Don't talk about him like that. He's my cousin. Ears up, Steve Harvey Nation. Find out if Uncle Steve is smarter than his nephew. We'll be back 20 minutes after the hour. Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
The mayor of Tallahassee, Andrew Gillum, a Democrat who has been the target of blatant racism over the course of his campaign, handled things during the Florida's gubernatorial debate recently. Andrew Gillum's opponent, Republican Ron DeSantis, got visibly angry when he was questioned about earlier speaking engagements at racially charged far-right conferences and accepting campaign contributions from a donor who called former President Barack Obama a racial epithet on Twitter. Take a listen.
Mr. Gillum, I'll give you a chance to respond now.
Well, let me first say, my grandmother used to say a hit dog will holler. And it hollered through this room. Mr. DeSantis has spoken. First of all, he's got neo-Nazis helping him out in the state. He has spoken at racist conferences. He's accepted a contribution and would not return it from someone who referred to the former president of the United States as a Muslim, N-I-G-G-E-R. When asked to return that money, he said no. He's using that money to now fund negative ads. Now, I'm not calling Mr. DeSantis a racist. I'm simply saying the racists believe he's a racist.
Mr. DeSantis.
Boom.
Like, you know what that is? That's when you write it down and you go, let him say. Yeah. If he say, I'm going to say this. I'm ready. And, yeah, that was ready, man. He was ready for his ass, boy.
Jay, it's time for one of those, Jay. You need to go ahead and do it, Jay. Career, could you come on out? Yeah, before I'm not going to win this race. Come on, Career.
Career, could you come out and
What do you mean his career is over?
Yeah,
you mean DeSantis?
Yeah, he ain't winning that race.
You know what? I hate to do that. He won't win if we vote. Yeah. We have to vote.
Absolutely.
That's very important.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
We have
that.
I don't want to take anything for granted. Yeah.
Because as smart and as educated and as well-spoken as this man is, mm-hmm. I'm talking about Gillum, there are a lot of whites or and a lot of blacks, too, who will use the phrase, he's too progressive. Mm-hmm. We're not ready to change things right now. And progressive means just wait a while. But damn it, we've been waiting forever.
Yeah.
That's what we're constantly doing is waiting on change. Change is now. Change is when you decide to change. You got to do it now. And you're right, Shirley. We got to get out and vote.
That's right.
We can't
get
lazy on this.
I don't want to take it for granted. But let me tell you what I love about Andrew Gillum, Carla.
Okay. He's on point.
Right. He's on point. You know how people, when you get home, somebody said something crazy to you, but you clap back, but it wasn't the clap back you wanted. And you didn't get the real clap back till you got home. I should have said, you're in the mirror, and I should have told him this. And
after he said that.
Right. And when he said this, I should have said, you don't have to worry about that with Andrew Gillum.
No.
Gillum is saying everything he planned on saying.
He says it in the moment. I love that about him. I love it. All right, coming up next at 34 after the hour, phrases that make a guilty man say, huh?
Say what?
Say what?
Huh? What? Oh, what are you talking about?
All right, Jay, you're up next right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Jay, as promised, you're up with phrases that make a guilty man say, huh? Tell us about it.
These are phrases that will make a guilty man say, huh? What'd you say? I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, when you say guilty, Jay, what you mean?
Guilty mean you've done something wrong, you're about to do something wrong, or you did something in the past a long time ago. This will make a guilty man say, huh? What you say?
Uh-huh.
I don't know what you're talking about. Any one of these phrases. Like this phrase right here. Here it is. Junior, you ready?
Yeah.
Whose hair is this?
Huh? Oh. Huh? Hold on, what you say?
Okay,
Who has this? Oh, I don't know what you're talking about.
All right, here's another one.
Get it now, Carla.
These are phrases.
Me too.
That will make this. In other words, these are phrases that will trap the guilty. Yeah. Here it is. Where'd you eat lunch today?
Well, wait a minute, huh? Where I eat today?
Yeah.
What'd you say? Wait a minute, I don't really know what you're talking about. Because it happened.
Here we go. Uh-huh. Do you know anybody named Keisha?
Huh?
He didn't even finish the statement.
I heard Key. Huh? Hold on. What'd you say? Keisha? I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, right.
What you lying for, though?
Because we guilty. You know damn well I know Keisha.
You know damn well you know Keisha.
I know Keisha.
And you know you heard it. You know you heard what she said. These are phrases that when guilty man say, huh? What you talking about? I don't know what you're talking about or what. Here we go. Which way did you come home from work today?
Which way I came home from work?
Everything is a question.
Hold on.
You heard
Hold
it
on.
The first time.
Hold on. What'd you say? Which way I came home from work?
That's what he said.
I don't know what you're talking about. I came the same way I always come.
No, you did.
You know I made a stop. Where? We just talked about that.
Keisha's house.
Would trap a guilty
that
man.
Every time.
Yeah. Hey. Want me to answer your phone?
What? Answer my phone.
Oh, that's funny right there.
Huh? Hold on. What you just say? Answer my phone.
Meanwhile, the phone is still ringing.
Right? I don't know what you're talking about. Don't touch my phone.
Answer it.
It ain't time to answer it right now.
It's Keisha.
Answer that
right,
phone.
I'm about to break this phone. These are phrases that would trap a guilty man. Whose car is that parked out front?
What car?
You see that car?
Huh? What car are you talking about?
Keisha's car.
Out front
that
of where?
Keisha's car. Uh-huh.
What you say?
You heard it.
I don't know what car you're talking about.
Keisha with the good
car
ass.
In front of my house?
Keisha with Kiki. This will trap a guilty man every time. Right. What you buy from Macy's?
Macy's. Who?
The store.
Who?
I'm so sick of him.
Who are you talking about, Macy's? I got a friend named Mason.
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah. What is you talking about?
These are phrases that would trap a guilty man. The reason I can write these so good is the reason why I can write these so good. But anyway. What'd you
as
eat for lunch today?
As we go into the weekend. As we go.
What'd you eat for lunch today?
Simple questions. Come on
Simple
now.
Simple question. Yeah. What'd you eat for lunch today?
Who, me?
Yes.
Who? What I eat? What you mean what I eat?
What you mean? What he mean?
Wait a minute, Carter, he asked me what I eat today.
Yes.
Who?
Huh?
You.
Huh?
Okay,
it's just lunch, this, okay?
These are questions
that
will
trap. Because I wouldn't eat by myself.
These are questions that will trap the guilty. Why is your front seat pulled up so close? What's that line about?
Oh. Well, where's that?
Close. He just said it.
It's close to what? The back?
The dashboard.
Ain't nobody been over there but you?
Oh, stop.
What you talking about?
Carla's tall. Hers would be way back there.
Ain't nobody move that front seat.
All right, here's the last one.
Liar.
It don't even have to be anything on your shirt. Just use this phrase, ladies. What's on your shirt? What's that on your shirt?
Right there?
Yeah. We got to go. We get
it. Right there.
All right, up next, Tommy's out. Junior's in for Tommy with the prank phone call. That's coming up right after this.
I don't see those things.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's my strawberry letter for today. Wait till you hear this one, guys. Subject, I'm too young to be married. Huh, Jay? Steve and the nephew are out today, but it is time for the prank phone call. And Junior, as always, steps in. Come on, Junior, what you got?
My comb and brush. Everybody know what that is, right?
Yeah, we know what a comb and a brush.
That's what nephew gonna ask you. Everybody know what that is, right?
Oh, you're doing the nephew right
My
now.
My comb and brush. Run it, cat.
Hello. Hello, I'm trying to reach Mr. Yeah, this. Hey, listen, my name is Sean. Did you have a uncle that passed away named?
Yep.
All right. He your uncle, right?
Yeah, that's my uncle. We read him about 3.5 months ago.
Right. Well, reason why I was calling was I'm the person that actually cut your uncle hair when he passed away.
Okay.
So. Reason why I was calling is the situation is when I cut his hair, and I know you don't know the history about me, but my daddy and my granddaddy was barbers. We all barbers.
Okay, come on, bro. Get down to the bottom because you're talking about my uncle, man, and I'm trying to see what's going on for real.
Okay, and I'm sorry to call you like this, but what I'm telling you is that my granddaddy and my daddy, they had passed down a brush and a comb to me.
Okay.
That is like a sentimental value.
Okay.
But for the last 2-3 months, I ain't been able to find the comb and the brush that I used when I had cut his hair.
Okay, go ahead.
And what I was trying to call and tell you was that I can't find it. And I'm almost certain what I'm trying to
okay,
tell
what,
you.
So what can I do to help you find comb brush, father?
That's what I'm saying. When I did Mr. hair and edged it up at the funeral home, that's the last time I remember having it.
But this was 3 months ago, man.
Right. It was about 3 months ago. What I'm trying to say is I left the comb and brush and, you know, went to the funeral home and did his hair.
Okay.
And I talked to the funeral home, and they told me that, you know, if I'm trying to find the comb and brush, I got to get permission.
Man, what color is the comb and brush? What's the color of the comb and brush?
It's black. Both of them black. The comb is black and the brush.
He got all kind of combs that black and go on, man.
No. See what I'm saying is the comb and brush is black, and I know I lost it, but I'm almost certain about where it is.
Okay, so if you're certain about where it is, why you calling me?
That's the reason why I'm calling you, because I'm almost certain I left it with him.
You left it with my bed on.
So I called the funeral home. They told me I need to call you in order to get permission to get it.
Okay, you call a funeral home to get permission from me that you can go get the comb and brush. From where? The funeral home?
Sure, you can go down there if they got it. No. See, the comb and brush ain't with the funeral home. The comb and brush is in there with your uncle.
The what?
The comb and brush is in the casket.
Hold up, man.
I
don't say you got to say that again. What you
say? What I'm trying to say to you is that the comb and brush is in.
Stop trying to say and just say what you're
saying. I'm saying it, man. The comb and brush is in the casket with your uncle.
If it's in there, it's 6 feet.
Well, see, what I'm trying to say is that the comb and brush is sentimental value to me.
Bro, it couldn't have been too valuable if you lost it.
Well, no, what it was, I value, you know, my work. So I just really got caught up in
well,
my work, really.
Too much. If you talking about you left it with my uncle that's dead 3 months ago, man, what kind of is you talking about, homeboy?
All I'm trying to do with you is see if you don't mind approving for them to bring the body up so I can get the comb and brush.
You lost your mind.
Well, see,
bring the body up for a comb?
But what I'm trying to explain to you, this sentimental value, I'm trying to get y'all to bring the body up so I can get my comb and brush out of it. Because like I say, my daddy and my granddaddy was bald.
Dude, this whole thing is sentimental, man. You talking about my dead uncle, man. And you talking about bringing him up out of the ground for a comb, man. I just got these to stop crying around here.
And I understand what y'all going through as a family and stuff. See, man, I'm trying to just get my comb and brush.
Hey, man, and how you trying to go about doing this? All thrown off, homeboy. Because ain't nobody digging up no body to bring back no brush, man. But you got me pissed off now, man. Because you calling me talking stupid, man. You talking about putting my uncle, man. That's not good,
man. Man, I ain't trying to start no
You talking about comb and brush, man. All these Walmart's around.
Okay, but I understand all that, but this is sentimental value, man.
Well, this sentimental to me, man.
This something that
my
people love me.
Sentimental to me, okay? That was my favorite uncle, man.
Okay,
you talking about pulling up this body, man.
I got
wrong, boy.
Hey, man, I don't want no.
If you been cutting my uncle that long, man, you should know how he operate, man. And we don't get out like this here, man.
Man, I ain't finna sit here and argue with you. Look, I got some people.
Ain't no argument.
I got some people that's here.
I mean, where you stay at, man?
Okay, let me say this, man. I got some people that's here with me right now. You know, some of my friends, and we got some shovels. So I can actually go over there and go on and get the cone and brush now. And in the morning, ain't nobody gonna even
man,
know.
You ain't gonna go get now, but whoop it all, boy.
Say what?
You don't get but whoop. You don't dig up.
For going to get a comb and a
brush. I got some shovels too. You talking about going to the cemetery and trying to dig up my hook?
Hey, man, I'm finna go on and tell you this right here.
What's wrong with you?
Hey, man, I'm trying to get my comb and brush back. I ain't trying to have no problems with you. But I want my comb and brush.
Who the hell do you think you're talking to, man? Go to Walgreens. Go to Walgreens. Go to Walmart. Go to Safeco. They got them.
Hey, man, ain't nobody. This ain't even about your uncle. This more than that. This
and you ain't even got no room to be hollering at me, homeboy.
Ain't nobody hollering at you, man. All I'm telling you is I got a comb and brush in your uncle casket, and I want my brush.
Well, you dig one, bitch. You might as well dig two.
Say what?
I'm a bush, and you going to fall right over in there. Around, yeah?
So what you think? You trying to dig a grave for me?
Man, do you know how long this been? I've been trying to get these out here. Stop crying, and man. Stop, man. I dare you to with his mind. I dare you to with his man. Stop, boy.
I understand what you're going through. I do.
Man, who the is this, man?
I told you, I'm the one crying here. And I want my...
You sound like a come by digging on somebody's body, man. Over comb and a brush.
I got it. I just tried to call you like a man. Because I want to get the comb and brush. And I didn't want to go without getting your permission. Now, if I got to go without getting your permission,
so
I will.
Cry with me, you don't know me. So cry with me, you ain't supposed to cry with me.
It's sentimental to me.
Just cry with me. Man, your brush and your comb.
I want to say something else to you.
You ain't saying shit.
Are you listening?
What?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your boy,
man. Man, you a man.
Hello? Hey. You just got pranked by your boy,
man. I hope that got a brush of the car, man. Ooh, Lord have mercy. I think I needed that cry.
Hey, man, I got to ask you, man. What is the baddest radio show in the land?
You know like I know. Steve Harvey Morning
Did
show
I get you, man?
Goes down. Oh, man, give me a word, man.
There it is.
We heard it.
My comb and brush.
All right, keep on here.
Okay.
They're going to be looking for you just like they're looking for Tommy.
Are you filling in for your boy? Boy, we got a show, too.
Yeah, thank you, Junior. Yeah. Now, right, if you missed it on Tuesday, make sure you
please
check it out
it.
This Saturday.
Please catch it, yes.
Yeah, it's a brand-new dating show. It's called Ready to Love from producer Will Packer. It's hosted by our very own nephew, Tommy. He's so overwhelmed. He's off again today. He'll get it together, though. Ready to Love, tomorrow, Saturday, October 27th, 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 Central on OWN. Up next, it's the Strawberry Letter for today. Subject, I'm too young to be married, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys. It's time for today's Strawberry Letter. If you need advice on relationships, on dating, on work, on sex, on parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to Steve Harvey FM and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, like we're going to do this one in just a couple of seconds. Go ahead, Junior.
Absolutely. It's time, everybody. It's time for the Strawberry Letter with my good friend, Shirley Strawberry.
Thank you, my good friend, Junior. Subject, I'm too young to be married. Did you write this, Junior?
Uh-uh.
Oh, okay.
No, I didn't.
I did not write this.
We know who didn't write it, okay? Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
What?
Who, no, me?
Didn't
me?
Write.
Bro, what?
All right.
Young to be married.
What you talking about?
He didn't write too young to be married, too old to be married. He didn't write any of it, okay? Here we go. Dear Steve and Shirley, I'm 23 years old and I just got married. I'm a little worried that I got married too soon because I realized I can't do all the things I had planned to do with my life right now. We moved to Illinois after we got married, but I want to finish college in North Carolina this fall. I'm sure now that we can't afford for me to go back and finish school and keep up with our rent and bills. My best friend and I planned to get our bachelor's degrees and then go to grad school, and we were going to live like the girls on Living Single for a few years. We would be single, sexy black women with successful careers, and we would party occasionally. But that all changed so quickly when I met my husband. He believed in love at first sight, and I went along with everything because he was my first real boyfriend and the first man I ever gave myself to. I was so caught up. Don't get me wrong, I really do love my husband. I just feel like I should have waited a while. Maybe we should have taken a year apart, dated other people. I would finish college and then see if we still want to be married. I'm feeling stuck, and I don't think I'll ever get the life I planned for myself if I stay in this marriage. What should I do? Tomorrow isn't promised. Please help me. Well, I understand how you feel, because sometimes when you get married, you do feel stuck. I mean, you just do. You can't get out of it. You said your vows till death do us part, you know, is the only way you can get out of it usually. You know, when you start thinking, because you're not only married physically, you're married mentally. You're married in your mind. So I get that. And I understand how you may have, you know, gotten caught up and, you know, your heart wanted to do one thing and that was marry this man. But I want to tell you, you're 23. Thank you for writing us. I mean, perhaps you did get married a little too soon and too young, because you are having way too many questions and doubts. I mean, you got too many what ifs in your letter, too many, I can't do all the things I wanted to do now. My question to you is, why can't you do those things, though? Why are you thinking that? I mean, that's what a lot of people think when they get married, that they can't still be who they are and get, you know, do the things that they want to do. That's not always the case, because unless you're married to some type of, like, chauvinistic, old-school, caveman-type dude, you can still finish school. You can, you know, you just have to plan it. Maybe not in North Carolina where you want to go, but now that you're in Illinois, maybe you'll have to, you know, go to a school in Illinois. Or maybe you can go online to your school in North Carolina. There are things that you can do. You can still finish school, though. You can still have, you know, maybe not a girl's year where you wanted to take off and live like Khadija and, you know, Regine and Sinclair on Living Single. Maybe you can
that
have
was the show.
Yeah, that was the show. Everybody loved that show. Maybe you can have, you know, plan like girls' night out, you know, not a whole year, but like girls' nights now that you're married. So I think you said you really love your husband. Don't get you wrong. So if you really love him and if he loves you and you guys really want to work at this and make your marriage work, you got to do that. You have to work at it. Marriage is challenging, but with the right person and maybe some marriage counseling, I would suggest in your case, because you are so young. For you guys, it can work if you guys want it to. Don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give up on any of your dreams. You just got to, you know, reconfigure now that you're in this thing that you just jumped into because of love at first sight. All right? Come on, Junior. What you got? You didn't write the letter, you said. And it's a female, so
yeah.
We know that. Yeah.
No, I didn't write the letter. You know, I really, really feel for her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm too young to be married.
Uh-huh.
Well, at the end of the letter, she said, please help me. I just want to let her know, well, I can't help her. Because I ain't even mad. You need to ask Carla Shirley about this letter here. Don't know why, but I'll tell you one thing.
Uh-huh.
I'm doing everything you want to do. I'm out here single. I'm dating.
You're living your best
life.
Yeah,
I'm doing everything. I ain't got to call nobody. Mm-hmm. I tell you, I see you over here lusting for this single life. But you can't do it because you're married. Now, don't ask me, though.
But honestly, Junior, you do want to get married eventually.
Shirley, yes.
Okay, yeah. Well, good.
But
okay.
Right now, though.
Well, not right now.
Yeah, right now, though, I'm doing great.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I feel for the girl because she gave it up too fast.
Yeah.
She should have dated some other people and seen what else is out here to offer. Now, at my age now, it ain't much. You know, everybody getting taken up. So, yeah, but she got somebody, so it might not be a bad thing for her.
Yeah.
I think she just may have to just go ahead and, you know, be married, be a wife, mm-hmm. and ask him to support you to go back to college.
Yeah.
That's what you should do.
She's scared. Yeah. She's scared. She's, you know, a little bit scared right now. All right, thank you, Junior. Great answer.
Oh, you're great.
All right. Oh, Lord. Okay, pray our strength, everyone. Jay, you're up.
What's with the old Lord?
Come on, bitter man. What you got for us?
All right, I'm going to answer it in three sections. I'm going to answer it as Jay. I'm going to answer as Tommy. I'm going to answer as Steve.
Oh, okay.
All right. Uh-oh. First of all, Jay would say, there is no right age to get married, all right?
Do you want to do Jay last?
Okay, all right. I can't tell you how many times I heard that. Pay good money for that.
Why does that line fit in every situation?
You want to do Jay last?
That's his go-to line.
I'm answering Tommy first. Tommy would say, well, what you need to do is you should have been with a whole lot of people before you met this dude. You should have had, like, a group thing and then let one of the people in the group decide what you should be in life. Why waste all that loving on one man? What? That don't make no sense. People should help you make your decision in life. Girl, please. Because you out there looking for love and all these love answers in one person, you can't get everything you want from one person. You just can't. It's impossible to get it from one. It's
okay.
A group thing.
That is exactly what Tommy would say, but that Tommy voice was...
I don't get the voice.
That sucked.
No.
All right, well, hold that, okay? Hold that till we come back, I'm sure. We can't wait for that one. All right, we're going to have part two of Jay's response right after this at 23 after the hour. Subject, I'm too young to be married.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
We're back in the middle of this strawberry letter. We have to recap it. The subject is, I'm too young to be married. A 23-year-old young lady wrote in. She just got married. She's a little worried, though, that she got married too soon because now she realizes that she can't do all the things that she planned to do with her life. She wants to finish college in North Carolina. However, she and her husband now live in Illinois. She wants to, you know, perhaps take in a year off after college and live a single life with her girlfriends, like living single. You know, the TV show. She wanted to be sexy and young and single, you know, with successful careers, partying occasionally, she said. But she met her husband quickly. He believed in love at first sight. He was the first one,
right?
First real boyfriend, the first one she said she ever gave it up to. So she was kind of, you know, caught up in everything. And she says she really does love him, but she feels like she should have waited a while. Because, you know, if she had waited, then she would finish she would have finished college and done the things that she wanted to do. But she can still finish college. She can still do those things. Right. She's just got to work it out within her marriage. She wants to stay in the marriage, but she doesn't know what to do. She's saying tomorrow isn't promised and she needs some help. All right, we heard from Junior. Mm-hmm. Who said that he's living the life that she wants to live
right now
as a single man.
Yeah. But I'm doing everything you want to do. Parties check. Dating check.
He's Junior's turn up.
Yeah, he out here wild.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
He is.
So, I see you.
And Jay answered in some voice that he claimed was Tommy. That's the advice was Tommy, but the voice, we don't know whose voice that was.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So now you're going to answer as Steve.
As
right?
Steve.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Here we go. First thing we have to do is we have to dissect this letter. Uh-huh. We have to break this letter down. Let's start from the beginning, Shirley. It says, "Dear Steve and Shirley," yes. That's you and I. That's you and I right there.
Yes.
See what the letter
Steve,
says?
Dear
Steve and Shirley.
You better write that down.
That's you and I. Then we go into the letter. We go down here. It says North Carolina. Where's North Carolina? It's right next to South Carolina. I'm putting it all together. Watch where I'm going now. Watch where I'm going.
Okay.
Dear Steve and Shirley. Then he went up there to North Carolina.
Uh-huh.
Me and my best friends plan to get our bachelor's degree and you know, get our bachelor's degree. Did you see that right there?
Uh-huh.
North Carolina, bachelor's degree. I'm breaking this whole letter down because that's what Steve does.
Yeah.
That's what he does. she said,
so
we
ignorant.
Wanted to live the single life.
Uh-huh.
Single life. What does that mean? That means
single
life. What does that mean? It says it in the letter right here.
So
single
ignorant.
Life. I'm going to start back up at the top and then bring it all together. Dear Steve and Shirley, North Carolina, my best friend, wanting to live the single life for years. The key word here, Shirley, it's right there in your face. For years.
Years.
Wanting to live it. For years.
You're so ignorant.
All right, I'm breaking it down. He believed in love at first sight.
Right, right.
Oh, Lord.
Mm. What? Mm. What's wrong?
He believed in love at first sight.
Uh-huh.
He believed in love at first sight, single life, love at first sight, North Carolina, 21, Shirley and Steve. Watch where I'm going. I'm going
to
put it all together now.
We're
I'm going
to
make it all work together.
Where you going?
What the heck are you talking about, Steve?
Here you go. What should I do? Tomorrow isn't promised. Please help me. That's the closing remark right there. I'm done. I'm dropping the mic. I'm finished.
Hey, boy, you broke that thing down, Jay.
Ain't
I mean,
a single situation, Jay.
But did he break it down?
But he broke it down as Steve.
That's what
now I will answer the letter as J. Anthony Brown.
AKA Bitter Man.
There is no right age to get married. Ever.
You've been married 3 or 4 or 5 times.
Who's counting?
Last time I heard it was 10.
Who's in the room counting? All of a sudden we got counters now? We don't need nobody to count. And that's my advice for the strawberry letter. I'm out. I'm done.
All right, Jay. But Jay, how many times you been married, Jay?
Who's counting? We don't count in here.
I'll just ask.
Jay, but as Steve, though, could you break it down? I think we have a little
break
more time from the beginning. From the beginning.
Let's start from the beginning. Right at the beginning. This is a very serious letter. Dear Steve and Shirley, that's you and I, Shirley. That's you and I. Huh? Then he goes down to what? North Carolina.
Right. Where's North
now,
Carolina?
Where's North Carolina?
Where?
Right next to South Carolina. And then look at the lady said, my best friend and I plan to get our bachelor's degree and then go to grad school where we were going to live the single life. That's what it said. They had planned to live the single life. Where, Shirley? North Carolina.
Right, right.
And who are they talking to? You and me, Steve and Shirley. But then
right
go down here a little further. Go all up into the letter. Because it all says it right here in the letter. All you got to do, don't get me wrong.
Okay.
Don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong.
We heard you.
Then it goes all the way down the bottom. But what should I do? Please help me. I'm dropping the mic. I'm done. I'm finished.
I killed this.
Boy, you can break it down, Steve. I feel so much smarter now. I didn't see all that, and I didn't see, I just read it, you know?
He's going to kill you, Jay.
He's going to cuss me.
Yeah, you finna get done. Hey, man. Hey, as we finish, you're going to pack your off.
That's right, Junior. It's over.
You over.
You can email us. You can Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter. Or Jay as Steve and Tommy breaking it down at Steve Harvey FM, all right? Or Mike at My Girl Shirley. Coming up in about 10 minutes, what your mama said, but what your mama meant.
Whoa.
Okay, two different things, baby. Two different things coming up right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, listen, guys. I saw this great video the other day. It featured this adorable mom. She was so cute, and her little daughter was just as sweet as pie. They were dancing, they were singing, and they were cleaning the house.
I love it. I love it. Yes.
Oh, yeah. I have to admit that, you know, I sometimes, when I do clean, I clean it I turn it into fun by singing, and you all know how I love to sing. Hey. Come here,
like
broom.
What, Shirley? What do you do? What do you
I take that broom handle. And I will, you know what I like to do. It just makes cleaning more fun. It makes it more fun. You know, and our friends at Pine Sol want you to clean your way. If you like to sing like me, do it by making cleaning fun. No matter how difficult the mess may seem, I know that Pine Sol gets the job done right. Working across multiple services throughout the house, in the kitchen, in the bathroom, on the floor, wherever. So get inspired to clean. I'm just trying to get you guys inspired to clean like me.
I'll do that this week.
Change your attitude about it, huh?
Or sometimes I turn into Tina Turner. Rolling down the river. Ooh, ooh, ooh. You know, do all of that. Get inspired to clean your way and make it fun. All right? Just make it
That's
fun.
That's fun.
I like it.
Thank you, guys. Time to switch gears now. Jay, what you got?
Okay, we have this little piece of comedy. It's called What Your Mama Said. It's not necessarily what your mama meant. So what we're going to do, Junior's going to read what your mama said. And I'm going to tell you what your mama meant.
Because
we've all heard some of these phrases.
Okay.
And we knew when she said that what she meant. So just in case, this will refresh your memory for a while. Here we go. Hit it, Junior.
Okay. All right. I'm going to do it as my mom.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, boy. Hey. Where you show up is where you get woe at.
Yeah.
Oh, you heard that one?
Everybody.
Yeah.
That means there's no place that you can't get your behind toe into.
It don't matter.
What about church, Jay?
A funeral, church.
A funeral?
Down at the courthouse, the DMV, in school, standing in the cafeteria. There's no line that says,
laundromat.
Back in the day. There was no sign that said, don't beat your child in here. There was never a sign up there that said that at all.
Right.
Ever.
You know, and another thing, Jay, you remember when they used to beat kids back in the day? They always had encouragers. Get him, girl.
Get him.
Yeah.
Get him. Yeah. He needs that.
He needs that. Oh, he won't be in no breaking nobody's house. All right. Here, another.
You got another one, Junior?
Hey, fool. Hey, I brought you in this world. I can take you out.
Oh,
that's a good one.
We all heard that.
Oh, I know what that means. Oh, that's
we
easy.
Know
that's
what
easy.
It is. What?
That means your death won't bother me at all.
Not upset about it.
Not if I'm doing the killing. If I'm doing the killing and you happen to die, this will not bother me at all. I can make another one just like you.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
What your mama said.
Okay. It's what your mama meant.
That's it.
What your mama said is what your mama meant. Hey. I'm not going to fight you because you're bigger than me, but I'll stab you in your sleep.
That says it right there. That says it right there.
Okay.
That means that particular night, you didn't get no sleep at all.
My mama didn't say that. Yeah.
My mama did.
My mom never said it, but I've heard it. Other people's mom.
My mama said it, and that meant that little short lady was walking up and down the hallway, meaning I was up all night, knowing not what she was going to do.
Jay, my mama didn't say that. But she said the first part, but the second part was different. It's what your mother said and what your mama meant. Okay. All right, Jay, here goes another hit.
What you got? What you got?
Hey. You got one more time.
Oh yeah. We all heard
that's big. Right
that,
there.
That means okay, you've already did it one time. Mm-hmm. You did it. Yeah. She told you do it one more time, and it means just that. That means do it again. I'm waiting. And actually, they really want you to do it again so they could beat hell at you. That's what they really want.
It's what it is.
It's like an encouragement. Please do it. Yeah. Because I told you not to do it. And if you do it, I'm gonna squeeze your neck till you can't breathe. That's what I'm gonna do to you.
Oh man. What your mama said, what your mama meant.
Right.
like this for instance. I've heard this, we've all heard this. Don't let your mom write a check your behind can't cash.
Oh yeah, we've all heard that.
Oh, we heard that one. That means your mouth has the pen. You can just write through your right. You write a check with your mouth. But your behind is the bank, okay?
Yes.
And that means the pen wrote an amount that the bank can't cash.
Wow.
So don't let your mouth write a check your behind can't cash. And you will know when you don't have enough money in your butt account, okay?
It wasn't number $30 in here.
Okay. I just wrote $100 worth of checks.
What your mama says, what your mama meant. Here go one, Jay. Here go.
What you got,
my
man?
Mama actually told me this. Hey, listen, I don't mind taking you out and doing the time.
What?
Wait, I didn't get that one.
I don't mind taking you out and doing the time.
That means.
What did that mean?
Jail would be a peaceful place for me.
Not peaceful.
Peaceful because, first of all, you won't be there. I don't have to worry about you. Meals will be cooked for me. My clothes will be washed. I'll get to watch television. It'll be kind of peaceful. So I don't mind doing the time.
Okay. All right.
That was good.
Okay, I got that
your
one.
Mama said. Your mama meant.
What your mama meant.
All right. We got a few seconds left. Go ahead.
All right.
Hit us with the last one.
Here you go, the last one, Jay. Your grandmama don't run nothing in this house.
That's self-explanatory
Yes, it is.
Wow.
You meant
tell
that.
My grandma.
All right, guys, coming up at the top of the hour, we'll do week 8, is it, in the NFL. All right, week 8 in the NFL, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, guys, it's week 8 in the NFL. What you got, Junior?
All right.
Jay?
Well, look, at Pippen ain't here.
Pippen is off today.
But,
wow, and Steve's off.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Maybe they're together.
Who knows? You know. But we do have a backup, though, and I like this. Jay is going to pick the game this week because Jay is not a traditional picker.
He knows nothing. He knows less than I do.
Yeah. Like, Shirley, call to pick the game. This boy don't really know. But it's interesting.
I know football.
But it's interesting to see this fool pick game.
Kyla really knows football. Shirley knows more than me. Why am I picking?
Your method is different. All right, let's get into it, Jay.
All right.
Here we go.
I'm ready. All right.
First game is going to be on, first of all, at 6:30 a.m. On the West Coast.
Whoa.
On 9:30 Eastern. All right. It's Philly and Jacksonville because they're in London playing at Wembley Stadium.
Okay.
Wow. So it's Philadelphia Eagles and the Jacksonville Jaguars. Who you got, Jay, and why?
I've been to London.
Ooh, they ain't got nothing to do with it.
This got nothing to do with
it. And I liked it. I enjoyed the food over there and everything.
Saw the queen.
Which group of black people would do better in London? Jacksonville. I'm going with Jacksonville.
Duval. That's pretty cool. All right.
All right.
Here we got next. We got the New York Jets versus Chicago Bears, Jay.
Now, here's something I do know.
Uh-huh. What's that, Jay?
I know where Chicago is on the map, and I know where New York is on the map.
Okay.
I like the way they dress in Chicago, so I'm going
to
I'm going with Chicago, baby. Chicago all the way.
The Bears.
All right. The Bears it is.
Uh-huh.
All right. Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Cincinnati Bengals, Jay.
Can't wait to hear
that. Come on.
I just love the phrase Buccaneer. It just sounds like cussing. It really does, man.
You picking this
Buccaneer.
Team off cussing.
Buccaneer. Uh-huh. You old Buccaneer. Get the Buccaneer out of here. I'm going with the Buccaneer.
What the Buccaneer you say?
I don't know what.
The Buccaneer you
talking
about.
Your Buccaneer mind. If you...
I'm going to whoop the Buccaneer out of you. Keep on.
Buccaneer, please.
Buccaneer with me.
That Buccaneer owe me so much. I love that. That's where I'm going with the Buccaneer.
All right. Got it. Tampa Bay it is. All right, Jay.
Uh-huh.
Seattle heading to Detroit, man. Seattle Seahawks, Detroit Lions. Where you at?
Well, I got to always go with Seattle because weed is legal in Seattle. And that's always a good bet, you know.
What? Over Detroit?
What, this is not.
Yeah, definitely.
Not a better team.
Well, here's the thing. Okay, you tell me what's legal in Detroit. Is it weed? I don't think it's not.
No, I don't think so. In Michigan,
yeah.
I don't think
yeah.
He's picking this off the bunches. Okay, got it. Yeah. All right. Denver All right. Broncos heading to Kansas City.
Wow.
Now, I know for a fact Kansas City is undefeated.
No, they're not. They lost a game.
I thought I knew that they were undefeated, but they lost the game.
Talking all that noise.
Yeah.
But here's another thing I do know.
What?
Denver, they have marijuana up there. I got to go with Denver, baby.
Are you high right now?
Yeah. No, I'm not, but I will be soon.
This is cool. This is embarrassing. Sorry, I want to apologize to everybody.
I'm so ashamed.
Please don't pick these picks.
All right, whatever. Okay. What you got? Whatever. Bring it.
Washington Redskins at the New York Giants.
Well, okay. Washington just made marijuana legal, so I got to go to Washington, baby.
Ooh, this is going to be horrible.
His picks have no reflection on the rest of the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You don't know
okay?
a player on a team.
Thank
or
you
nothing.
For the disclaimer, Shirley.
Yes.
Watch this, Shirley. Here you go. Watch this. Cleveland at Pittsburgh.
Cleveland like
Brown,
way,
Pittsburgh.
I don't like Pittsburgh's uniforms. They're ugly to me. They're very ugly.
That's
very
how,
not
say,
attractive.
What?
But Cleveland, my boss is from Cleveland.
Yeah.
And he would pick Cleveland. This will mean job security, so I'm going with Cleveland.
Baker Mayfield.
Okay.
Baker Mayfield, baby, I'm looking for a run okay. white guy by the name of Baker Mayfield.
So this is just for job security. It's a job security pick.
Nothing to do with
it. Now, that one really makes sense.
Yeah, he don't like that, Carla. He don't like Pittsburgh uniform.
What that got to do?
It's a grown man picking teams, is what I'm saying. All right.
So
Baltimore, Carolina.
You know I got to go Carolina. That's easy. That's where I'm from. Carolina.
Okay. South Carolina.
Yeah. Yeah.
Finally.
Carolina, baby.
Right. Most
that
sensible
makes sense.
Pick.
That's about the one right. you got. Indianapolis Colts at the Oakland Raiders.
Oakland. I've been to Oakland, man. I love that everybody's just crazy up there. I
everybody
love
on this
that.
Show done been to Oakland. Yeah. What does that got to do?
What does that mean?
That Oakland Raiders are not in Oakland anymore.
Yeah, they are.
Wait, where they go? Playing? Where they go?
They're going to Vegas.
They're in Vegas.
Yeah, that,
not
that's
right
next
now,
season, though,
not,
fool.
Not right now.
Oh, it hadn't happened yet? Okay, then since they're still there. Oh, they still there? Okay, then if they still there.
I would have said the Las Vegas Raiders if they was, Jay.
Okay, then if they still there, I'm going with Oakland then. I thought they had moved.
I love this segment.
This is stupid. All right, Jay. Green Bay at the Los Angeles Rams. And I'm guessing you're going with the Rams because the weed is legal?
In Cali.
You speak for me now? Really? Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you for speaking for me. Thank you.
All right, the Los Angeles. San Francisco.
Right.
Yeah, because all the other pieces of beer could wear marijuana legal. What, you don't change?
But he gets mad. Yeah.
Oh, watch this. Watch this, Shirley. Watch this, Carla. San Francisco at Arizona, Jay.
Oh, Arizona. Are you kidding me? It is the white woman capital of the world. Got to pick Arizona, boy.
Okay, that was stupid. And last pick, Jay.
He likes dating white women.
I can't believe he even said that. It had nothing to do with football.
At all.
No.
No.
New Orleans at Minnesota, Jay.
Oh, I know my girls from New Orleans. I got to go New Orleans all the way.
Oh, he picked that one for you, yeah. Carla.
Who that nation?
Portage.
Oh, Monday night game. New England at Buffalo, Jay.
Oh, Buffalo all the way. Buffalo all what? The way. Got to go, Buffalo.
That's it.
All right, coming up, more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this. He's so ignorant.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Carla, you're my girl and everything. You know I love you, but... And you throw fabulous parties. You
yes,
threw a fabulous, fabulous party last weekend for your 50th birthday. But you're not the only one. You have a little competition in the fabulous party department, okay?
Who threw a better party than Carla? Who?
Drake, baby. Drake.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. All right, all right. Oh,
yeah. Drake party Kiki. With... Yeah, right. He party with his friends in Hollywood on Tuesday night at a 2000s-themed party. The birthday boy, Drake, rocked two different fits for the festivities. He did a tribute to the look fabulous. You know, the rapper rocked in the Trade It All music video, complete with the, remember that? Remember that when he had the rag and all? You remember that? Complete with the blue Los Angeles jersey, blue fitted and gold chains. Later that night, Drake changed into a dark blue sweatsuit with a white headband, white sneakers, and a flip phone as an accessory.
Yes.
It's those little things, the details. Even the decor was a throwback. The venue was decorated with a Blockbuster video wall and a 7-Eleven section.
Man.
The 7-Eleven section had snacks and Slurpees.
Yeah.
See, you didn't have that at your 50th birthday party, Carla. See there?
But Drake, I will not be outdone. Kiki. Do you know
that? I got another party. Go ahead.
There were also some cars from the car customization show Exhibit used to host over a decade ago. Everybody remembers Pimp My Ride.
Pimp My Ride.
He
went big.
Yeah,
Drake
he did.
He did. 2000s party.
Yeah. Happy belated birthday, Drake.
You know, I like Drake, man. He does good stuff with his money, man. And that's really good. He reaches out to
people.
Yeah,
he does give back.
That video he did where he gave people money, that was
his
stuff.
Yeah, God's plan.
So touching, right?
I hope he come on the show. I'm going to ask him, just give me one day, just want to hang with him just for a day.
Oh, okay.
Just hang out with Drake, man.
It'd be fun. I mean, he's so talented, though. He acts.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he's a good actor.
He does it all.
He does it all. Rap.
Yeah.
Sings.
I love his look. He's so clean cut and well groomed. You never see a hair out of place on him or anything.
No.
Yeah. He's cute.
No. Drake's a good guy, man. Yeah. You like his music. Yeah.
He's a good dude.
Yeah. My ride, though.
He took it back, throwback.
Yeah.
Didn't he
went way back, yeah.
But a flip phone, though?
I know. Yeah. I was going to say, where's Exhibit? But Exhibit has been on, he was on Empire. Remember, he was on Empire.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So he's still doing the acting thing. Yeah. Oh, he's out of there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. Ooh, boy.
Yeah, you don't stay long on that show. They take you out. They bring you in. Yeah.
Lucius and Cookie ain't playing.
Uh-uh. They're trying to get
you want to be around for a while? Come on to Chapman's. That's where you'll last for.
Wait a minute. I don't know about that. People done died on the Chapman's.
Yeah, well, again, happy birthday. Congratulations to Drake. And so
happy
birthday
to our girl, Carla, one more time.
And that's right, Carla. What are you going to do? I was going to ask you, what are you going to do this weekend as a follow-up? You're going to chill this weekend probably, right?
Let me tell you, my husband's so sick of me and my birthday. He's like, all right already.
They don't understand. You only turn.
Uh-huh. You know, go to my Instagram page, too, at Lips by Carla, and check out some of my pictures. I'll be posting more.
That's right. You better celebrate yourself.
Trying to catch up with Drake. Yeah, I'll be posting more.
Celebrate yourself,
Drake,
Carla.
You
That's right. All right, coming up, more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
The mayor of Tallahassee, Andrew Gillum, a Democrat who has been the target of blatant racism over the course of his campaign, handled things during the Florida's gubernatorial debate recently. Andrew Gillum's opponent, Republican Ron DeSantis, got visibly angry when he was questioned about earlier speaking engagements at racially charged far-right conferences and accepting campaign contributions from a donor who called former President Barack Obama a racial epithet on Twitter. Take a listen.
Mr. Gillum, I'll give you a chance to respond now.
Well, let me first say, my grandmother used to say a hit dog will holler. And it hollered through this room. Mr. DeSantis has spoken. Hey, first of all, he's got neo-Nazis helping him out in the state. He has spoken at racist conferences. He's accepted a contribution and would not return it from someone who referred to the former president of the United States as a Muslim, N-I-G-G-E-R. When asked to return that money, he said no. He's using that money to now fund negative ads. Now, I'm not calling Mr. DeSantis a racist. I'm simply saying the racists believe he's a racist.
Wow. Mr. DeSantis.
Boom. Mm.
Boom. Boom. Like, you know what that is? That's when you write it down and you go, let him say. Yeah. If he say, I'm going to say this. I'm ready. And yeah, that was ready, man. He was ready for his ass.
Jay, it's time for one of those, Jay. You need to go ahead and do it, Jay. Career, could you come on out? Yeah, before I'm not gonna win this race. Come on, career.
Career, could you come out and say
what do you
goodbye
mean his career
people?
Is over?
Yeah,
his
you
career.
Mean DeSantis?
Yeah, he ain't winning that race.
Well, you know what? I hate to do that. He won't win if we vote. Yeah. We have to vote.
Absolutely,
that's very important.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
We
about
have
that.
To. I don't want to take anything for granted. Yeah.
Because as smart and as educated and as well-spoken as this man is, mm-hmm. I'm talking about Gillum, there are a lot of whites or and a lot of blacks, too, who will use the phrase, he's too progressive. Mm-hmm. We're not ready to change things right now. And progressive means just wait a while. But damn it, we've been waiting forever.
Yeah.
That's what we're constantly doing is waiting on change. Change is now. Change is when you decide to change. You got to do it now. And you're right, Shirley. We got to get out and vote.
That's right.
We can't
get
lazy on this.
I don't want to take it for granted. But let me tell you what I love about Andrew Gillum, Carla.
Okay. He's on point.
Right. He's on point. You know how people, when you get home, somebody said something crazy to you, but you clap back, but it wasn't the clap back you wanted. And you didn't get the real clap back till you got home. I should have said, you're in the mirror, and I should have told him this. And
after he said that.
Right. And when he said this, I should have said, you don't have to worry about that with Andrew Gillum.
No. Gillum is saying everything he planned on saying.
He says it in the moment. I love that about him. I love it. We love you guys. Tallahassee, we love you. Tampa, Jacksonville, West Palm Beach, you love us. We need you guys to show up November 6th. Show up. Mm-hmm. And if you want to early vote, please early vote. We need you. Andrew Gillum needs you. We want him to be the governor of the great state of Florida, okay? Andrew Gillum, come on.
Duval. Yeah.
Come on,
Andrew.
Duval, let's do it. I mean, I'm talking about making history. You have an opportunity to make history down there in Florida. Let's do it,
that's
y'all.
Right.
Let's do it.
Pensacola?
That's right. There you go.
West Hall? Sarasota?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Come on, call them out.
That's right. Dade County?
Yes.
Sanford?
Did you say Tallahassee? Sanford?
Yeah, we said Tallahassee.
Yeah, Tallahassee, man, yeah. They're going to be deep, y'all.
Yeah,
it's
closing remarks.
Yeah, they're going to be real. That's the problem. We don't even know what they is yet, but they're going to be deep.
We have no idea what they is.
What they are, you guys. We'll be back right after this.
That too.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys, here we are, last break of the day.
Yes.
It was a good day today.
Yes.
Very good day.
Friday. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. It's a great day.
Happy Friday, everyone.
We're playing with two of our main players. Yeah. Tommy is not here. Steve is not here. Mm-hmm. But we did good. We did all right.
We're still going to be here for the people.
Absolutely. The crew is here for you. Yeah.
We got y'all's back.
Yeah, and I definitely want to say this before we get out of here, guys. This is Halloween weekend, so happy Halloween to you guys.
Whatever.
What do you mean?
Whatever.
Yeah. I got a lot.
I need your help,
you guys,
because,
you know, I have a big Halloween party with the kids. Shirley will tell you, at my house every Halloween. So this weekend before, I got to go get the candy. I ordered Tasha's costume.
Well, I do have a lot of stuff to do for Halloween. I mean,
so you're feeling me. What you got to do this weekend?
I prepare my house for Halloween.
Oh, good. Okay. Oh, you decorated?
The first thing I do is I put up a sign in the yard that says, the owner has moved.
So?
What? What is that?
Then I put up on the other sign, house for sale. I put that up on the other side. So if you don't see that, then all the lights are completely off. Not one light anywhere. There's no lights. I'm in there.
Uh-huh.
I'm in there. But all my lights are out. And I got black stuff on the windows so you can't see me inside. I park my car up close to the door, so you can't even come up. Like, it's the long way. I park it right up to the door, right? And then I have a sign. What? Then I have a sign in there. Since I'm a diabetic, the sign reads, "I'm a diabetic. Since I can't have candy, neither should you."
So, oh, man. That's so terrible.
Go to the next house. And then that's Halloween for me. But it's a lot of work setting all that up.
Yeah.
It's a lot of work. Yeah. Got to put all that stuff up.
Evil is hard.
Junior?
I don't like Halloween. I don't really
care. The kids love Halloween.
Yeah, but see, that's the problem. I ain't really crazy about kids.
Oh, okay.
You see, I don't have none.
But you raised your nephew.
Yeah, but I ain't really crazy about him either. But that's what I do for Halloween. What I do.
Junior, we're on in Houston. He can hear
you. I hope he's listening, because he'll tell you it's true. I don't really care. I don't take him. He has not been trick-or-treating with me ever. Not ever.
Ever.
Nah,
I
don't care.
It's not going the way I thought it was going to go.
All his costume, he jump in front of me. Ta-da! I don't respond to none of them. He tried to be Spider-Man, tried to stick on the wall and bust his ass. I rolled. I don't really like Halloween, so when kids come over to the family house for Halloween, we don't pass out candy.
Uh-uh.
We pass out leftovers. We clean refrigerators. I'm giving kids sides like cabbage. Your kid gonna be so gassy when he get home. I'm giving out rice and gravy. We got ham. We cleaning out the refrigerator over here.
I kind of agree with you, man.
Yeah.
A nice can of corn will make a kid think he got a lot, man.
Man,
make the bag.
When that corn hit that bag,
dog. Jay,
that's other words.
Jay, if I tell you, I don't give them in cans, Jay. They already cooked. They got steam coming off of them. Little bowls wrapped in aluminum foil and drop that on them there, because you're going to get hungry with all this walking you do. As a matter of fact, I make them turn their back so they don't see me do it. I'm not passing that candy. You're getting leftovers over here.
But wait, do you put it in cute little containers? And
no.
You just rake it off?
No. You see the
just
little white,
right in the bag.
Solo white bowls?
Yeah.
Get them. We got four. Fix them some rice and gravy, put the lid on it, and put it in the bag. It's going to be hot.
I'm with you.
Now,
I'm
when they reach their hand, they're going to burn their hand. But we're not making nothing else.
What you want to do is the word to get out that don't go to that house.
Yeah.
And nothing does that better than a bit off banana.
Yeah.
Once you...
Hey, don't go to that house. Why? I got some candy yams that's sweet as hell.
Yeah. You,
nobody wants to go there. You give it out.
And don't drop it in the back. Hand it to the kid as you're chewing. And so,
hey, Jay, hand it to him and squeeze it.
Wow, this is really not going the way I thought it was going to go.
Man, I wanted suggestions from the guys.
Do you see how tickled me and Jay is? Oh, my God.
And, Junior, I really thought you liked kids.
I don't care.
I'm so shocked.
Oh, and if you do give out candy, nothing deters a kid to see you, you know, lick off the candy, wrap it up, and then go here.
My Snickers bar has been licked.
Jay.
Take a Snickers bar.
Jay, I give out candy that's challenging to a child. If you want to challenge a kid to make sure they don't show back up at your house, pass out fresh peanut brittle. They got the pressure they need. They don't have the strength.
Not made with peanuts, made with uncracked Brazil nuts in it.
What if they have a nut allergy or something?
Well, oh, my God.
Well, they better
have
an EpiPen close.
Yeah. Once the word get out.
Get off my property.
Terrible.
Man.
Do you know how many people love Halloween and you're killing their dreams right now?
Yeah. Well,
I'll tell you another thing that's scary, too.
What?
Prairie View Homecoming this weekend. I'm coming to the yard.
Oh, that's your alma mater, right?
Yeah.
Carla. You and Carla. Yeah.
Do you know what this is about?
Set it out.
Sorry, TSU. It ain't going to be the same.
You guys.
Pull your own fuck.
TVU.
Pull your own fuck.
Well,
HBCUs, nothing like it, baby.
That's right. Well, listen, the ones who aren't evil like Jay and Junior, to my surprise, have a happy Halloween. We love you guys.
Weekend.
Yeah. For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.